Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I get Amari having conditioning issues post-COVID. You know, Lael, that's probably shouldn't have happened, right? You know,
it's he was off for a lot longer.
Yes, he was.
He was out for a while.
He was, but, you know, like, you could have kept in shape during the 5 weeks that you had. You know, Amari had a real respiratory illness. That's what COVID is. It's a respiratory illness. That's legit. I get it. I'm not upset that Amari is, you know, out of shape because of this.
Yeah, if you're going to be upset, you're going to be upset that he's unvaccinated. That's your opinion to have or not. That he wouldn't be in this situation possibly if he was vaxxed. That's probably the approach that Jerry is taking and probably the approach that Michael Irvin will be taking when Mike joins us at 8:40 this morning. I still feel like the Cowboys are being underestimated in this game. If I was still betting, I would bet on the Cowboys. And then this FPI that ESPN throws up here, right? Was this just a 56% chance of winning this game according to their prediction index?
Yeah, I thought it was 54.
54?
Yes. Now, look, home. Being on the road is going to be part of it. It's much more difficult place to play than a lot of normal, well, I should say the louder place.
Yeah.
There's an unknown with Taysom Hill. There is...
Kamara back.
And, I mean, look, I've got both Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb in my fantasy, and they both are currently listed as out. Right? Like, they got an O next to their name. Now, we know they're both not out. And then, I don't know how FPI works if it factors in every game for the season. So, some of the numbers they have are with Jameis. And if Jameis is the quarterback, I could see a 55-45 game. Right? Like, that would make sense.
Yeah, it would make more sense. I mean, Jameis wasn't killing it.
No, but were they like 5-2?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense. They're much better than a 54% chance of winning.
All right, let's take it to the world of college football. The latest rankings out last night. Georgia, 1. Michigan, 2. Alabama, 3. Cincinnati, 4. Oak State, 5. Notre Dame, with Brian Kelly telling his team he's out. He's going to LSU at number 6.
Yeah, and they're basically telling us that...
Is Brian Kelly done coaching them? Is he out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. The AD at Notre Dame said, should they make the college football playoff, he will not be participating in that. And he's already moved on. If you have not seen the video that he did for LSU football, nice green screen. Yeah. Oh, man, it's really badly produced. Really bad.
He sprinted to the airport after. So their meeting was at 7. By 7:11, he was gone. And he sprinted, like he was on a plane by like before 8 o'clock. It was amazing, like the amount of speed that he got the hell out of there. So no, he is not going to coach them, and the committee is going to take that into account. The committee has, you know, Gary Barta, the chair, basically was like, yeah, you know, we take injuries and coach availability into account, and you know how much that is going to impact their ability. To make the college football playoff. Like right now, the numbers say they've got a 46% chance of making the college football playoff. I don't know how. I mean, like, they need a team to lose. Now, one of the teams is going to lose. We know Georgia or Alabama is going to lose.
Yeah.
But they also know Oklahoma State to lose. They're not just going to give. I mean,
yeah, nothing's going to happen to Georgia if they lose.
No, Georgia's in.
Yeah.
Georgia's in. Cincinnati, if they win, you know, they're not.
They face Houston.
They're not out of the woods, man. First of all, Houston could beat them. Second of all, I could totally see the committee screwing them over. I really could. And I think we have to admit, if you're at number four and you win your conference championship game and you get leapt, whatever.
Hopped. Skipped and a jumped.
You got screwed. If Cincinnati wins and doesn't make it, they got screwed.
Lincoln Riley was asked on FS1, were you scared of the SEC? Because that's the rumor and that's the storyline out there. You didn't want to take the Sooners to that conference.
0%. The leadership at OU was fantastic, communicating with me throughout that process, asked feedback. Certainly not saying I made the decision by any stretch, but I was able to give some feedback and be a part of those discussions. And I think it's going to be a great move for OU. I do. And that had no part of it. This decision really and truly, no matter what anybody thinks on the outside, was about this opportunity for so many different reasons, for my family, for the opportunity that we believed in as far as what USC could be and what we could do to help USC. And it was just the right challenge at the right time. So, like, no, it had nothing to do with it. I do think what we do is going to translate well out here and can't wait to get it implemented and started.
Let's get into some odds. The odds to replace Lincoln Riley. The odds to replace Brian Kelly. Just for the sake of it, I had the odds from BetOnline for the next LSU full-time head coach. Brian Kelly was not on this list.
No, he was not.
Not on this list. Lane Kiffin was the favorite, followed by Mark Stoops, Matt Campbell, Luke Fickle, Billy O'Brien was also on there. So the favorite to replace Lincoln Riley as of today from Bet Online.
Mark Stoops.
He's fourth.
Okay. Not Mark Stoops. Bob Stoops.
He's second.
Okay. Not Bob Stoops. Will it be Luke Fickle?
Luke Fickle's the favorite. Luke Fickle 3-1, then Bob Stoops, then Matt Campbell, then Mark Stoops, then Brent Venables, who the internet tricked me the other day for the fake. What a loser. Who's running a fake Bleacher Report account saying Brent Venables is taking over? What was that for? Venables was supposed to be taking over. It may have been Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, he was their DC for, more than a decade.
And this thing blew up. It went viral. Like, Joel Klatt and everyone was commenting on it. I had retweeted it, but fake account. All right, so Fickle, the favorite, betting favorite at OU. Notre Dame.
Fickle.
He's second.
Marcus, is it Freeman?
Yep, Marcus Freeman. 2-3 odds.
I have no idea who Marcus Freeman is. And I'm going to say that has to be a big fat no.
Is that the coordinator at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I don't know nothing about him.
Trust me, he's on his way to Baton Rouge. You don't think he's following Brian Kelly?
I think Brian Kelly ghosted the entire organization.
Not if Marcus Freeman is a serious candidate, favorite to replace him.
Yeah, but if Brian Kelly's like, listen, I'm going to make you the highest paid coordinator in all of college football.
Notre Dame is a win now situation. Like, you go after Luke Fickle. That is your was it the white whale, the Moby Dick?
There you go.
Yeah, that is your guy. And if you can't get Luke Fickle, then you worry about Marcus Freeman. Or, you know, whoever else you might want to go get that's around college football.
So Marcus Freeman's the favorite, then Fickle, then Matt Campbell. Urban Meyer already said, no, I am not a candidate, even though I've named Notre Dame as a dream job. Matt Rhule, Bob Stoops, Lane Kiffin.
Matt Rhule is the guy I would go for if I was Oklahoma. That is the guy I would go for if I was OU. Throw the money at Matt Rhule. He knows the conference, even though they're going to leave the conference. He is a tremendous college football coach. Tremendous. And he's done okay at the NFL level. He's a quarterback away at the NFL level. You just get the prime away from $7 million a year.
Stars are on fire. Ropey Hintz with his first career hat trick as they beat down Carolina 4-1. So they've won 5 straight and 7 of their last 8. They actually got outshot in this game. I couldn't believe this. They got outshot 40-17. Let's go 4 goals on 17 shots and beat down a very good Hurricanes team. 4-1, Stars get the W. The Mavs are going to be taking on the Pelicans tonight. Still no Zion. We'll see if Porzingis plays or not. And
LeBron
going to miss multiple games and 10 days overall for the Lakers. He has been put in the NBA's health and safety protocols with COVID. So they had their first game without him last night, and they beat down the Kings. But LeBron gone for the Lakers for 10 days.
Yeah, now he could return 2 negative tests from what I read and be okay. But, you know, the NBA's protocols are called for 10 days. The NFL's calls for like 5. So it's just a little bit different. But, you know, either way, 2 negative tests and he could return.
Rangers gave everyone else a day off, gave us a day off today in talking about star-studded additions that they've been adding. Didn't sign anyone yesterday, but Major League Baseball has a deadline. They got proposals, and they may have another scandal with their commissioner.
Yeah, Rob Manfred, he's probably going to go to jail. That's what I'm going to guess. He's going to go to jail over this. At least he should. There's a story that has been put out there, an investigative journalist story from Bradford William Davis.
Business Insider.
MLB used not one. Now, I wish I could read this thing, but thanks, paywall.
Yeah.
MLB used not one, but 2 different baseballs this season.
Yes.
And the balls were designed to perform differently. The players, coaches, execs, scouts did not know this. And this is the story. Evidently, if you were to go look at this, what happened is Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball had bouncy baseballs and dead baseballs.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you had a big Sunday night baseball game, Dodgers, Giants, Red Sox, Yankees, we're going to send you the bouncy baseballs for national TV.
What?
And if you're the Rangers-Mariners game on Bally Sports at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, you get the crap dead baseballs that don't go nowhere. And wow, that is the story. And they like
this is from a physicist who analyzed over 100 baseballs from 15 different parks and found that Rawlings went back and forth on making 2 different kinds of balls. This isn't fair. You talk about the integrity of the game.
Of course. Like could you imagine if you're a free agent?
Oh.
You're a free agent hitter and you're getting dead baseballs? Okay. Like there was a the source said they even mentioned Texas versus Seattle, Detroit versus Kansas City, no one's gonna bat an eye. That's what was suggested by the commissioner or by the commissioner's office. You gotta be kidding me.
Right? How is this not, is he dumb enough to have done this and not think it would ever get out? That would be really stupid.
Really dumb. Really dumb. But that's the thing, you know, like all these sometimes you think, wow, it's going to be a cover-up. You know how many people you have to get in line to have a cover-up?
Yeah.
Like a million. Like he'd be so dumb to do this.
Let's see what he says about it. 877-881-1053 with another possible baseball scandal involving Rob Manfred and where are we at with their deadline for players to get signed?
Well, the baseball CBA deadline is today, so it's like 5 hours from now. And you know, there's going to be a lockout. There'll be a lockout if the players and the owners don't come to an agreement. Now they went back to the bargaining table yesterday. They did have a couple of good sessions with the collective bargaining agreement, but it doesn't look like we are going to get any kind of resolution. So I suspect that there is going to be a flurry, whatever you want to say, whatever the word is, of signings today. Like Correa has to sign here in the next couple hours. Has to. Otherwise, he's going to go into spring training whenever the CBA is ratified, having no idea where he's going to play. And he would still have to go sign somewhere.
But he would sign.
He would sign, but like how long is it going to take him to sign? Like that way, they're going to basically tell you, as soon as the CBA is signed, guys, you got 3 weeks to get ready for a season. 3 weeks. Like he wants to be in camp, right? You would think.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't care.
877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing fan text to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. 877-881-1053. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, will be joining us at 8:40 this morning. We got power rankings. Have the Cowboys finally been bumped? You finally got to take them out of your top 5. But around the NFL, Ravens are the best team in the AFC. Coaches truly don't matter despite what's happening in New England. And Sean McVay is just a guy. Around the NFL, overreactions or not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Around the NFL power rankings at 8 o'clock. Time for the Cowboys to get bumped. The playmaker Michael Irvin will join us at 8:40. We got WrestleMania tickets to give away as well. It's Sean and RJ. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
On DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan. Mike Tomlin is such a hard ass. Yesterday he was talking about possible changes with the Steelers. And Chase Claypool said, hey, maybe we can play music. You know, I think some music would help. We had music in the warm-ups, and that stuff is fun. People are dancing, having fun, so I think maybe music would make practice a little more fun, a little more up-tempo. Tomlin, his delivery. Someone needs to start doing a Tomlin impersonation if it's not already out there. Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate. You know, see,
I love that he dropped the division of labor term.
So that is Mike Tomlin shutting down any more fun with music at Steeler practices as Pittsburgh just got their rear ends kicked by Cincinnati. Let's see if they are around the NFL overreactions or not.
All right, here we go. Overreactions or not. Mike Tomlin just doesn't like the right foot creep. No, it's a joke.
The what?
The right foot creep. That's what the kids do.
What is that?
Don't do that. No.
Is this more like your...
I think it's...
Island boy. God, RJ walking through the halls.
I still sing it every day. It's my alarm.
I'm not shocked. And stop crip walking as well.
Jeez. Yeah. No, I think it's not a Fortnite. They have it in Fortnite now.
Yeah.
But it's just a... It's one of the dance that the
what age what,
Justin Jefferson
if, if you does could if you could trap yourself at one age, what would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
I don't know, 13, 14, 12.
Okay.
Have zero responsibilities whatsoever.
He pretty much is still 13
in
some
aspects. That's what I was wondering with all these teeny bopper pop culture references.
Yeah. Well, I think with my kids having like my oldest has a cell phone. I mean, I get 90% of my
I think you're using them, lying.
Look, at least I just haven't started saying sus like my kids say all the time.
I don't live in the hype house.
Yeah, right. All right, here we go. Overreaction or not, the Baltimore Ravens are the best team in the AFC.
No. They're not the best team in the AFC. Again, I'm setting this up for when the Ravens lose in the postseason. I'll come on here like a know-it-all and say, they should have lost a lot of these games in the regular season. We got fooled. They fooled people with their record of 8-3. Like right now, today, on a neutral. Man, the AFC is so wide open. They might be the best team by default, But it's really not a crown that they should be proud of wearing right now. Mm. I'm trying to make a case that on a neutral field, I would favor the Chiefs over them. I mean, they're not playing like the best team in the AFC right now. That clearly is New England.
Yeah.
I'm not believing the Patriots for the postseason because I don't know how much Mac Jones can beat you if he's in that situation. But I'd probably barely take Buffalo over Baltimore right now, and I'm trying to make a case for the Chiefs. What do you think?
Oh, I'm favoring the Chiefs by 7 over everybody. And I know they're not going to win by 7 because they don't cover. But, yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs over everybody in the AFC.
Like the Ravens, they beat the Browns by 6. They beat the Bears by 3. They lost to the Dolphins. They beat the Vikings by 3. They lost to Cincy 41-17. They beat the Lions by 2 on the miracle Justin Tucker kick. They beat Kansas City by 1. Kansas City very easily could have won that game, and they lost to the Raiders. Like they don't feel like a powerhouse 8-3 to me. So I'm going to say they're not the best team in the AFC.
Okay, yeah, I mean I agree. I think it's Kansas City. All right, next one.
I'm interested to look at their point differential actually. Like with Baltimore, let's see. Point differential is plus 23.
Yikes.
Plus 23. Tennessee's is actually plus 14.
Yeah, well, Tennessee had, I mean, they had won those 6 straight by an average of 12 points, but then they had gotten beat pretty handily in each of the last 2.
The 2 teams at the top of the AFC are each plus 140 in New England and Buffalo, and there's Baltimore at the top of the AFC North, plus 23.
Wow.
Since he's outscored teams by 60 points, second place in the North, but I'm going to say no.
Yep, I agree. Okay. Tom Brady to Cam Newton to Mac Jones has diminished Bill's legacy. He won with Tom.
Yeah.
He lost with Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And he's winning with Mac. It's diminishing his legacy because it's showing that he is dependent on the quarterback.
Oh, no. To me, this is the legacy bounce back.
Ooh,
with Mac Jones as a rookie. Remember, everyone said Mac Jones, like, he had no business ever possibly going in the top 3. It was Wilson, and it was Trey Lance. That's it. You can't take Mac Jones, Mac and Cheese, the Pillsbury throw boy. You can't take him that high. So still winning with a rookie quarterback like this is really impressive, and I think it's a bounce back for Belichick's legacy that he's doing it this year.
Okay.
Not that the quarterback doesn't matter, but look, if there's one place where the coaching does matter, I think we see that it's in. If Sean Payton wasn't such a terrible general manager and he didn't screw up his quarterback situation on his roster, I think we could be having a conversation about him with a lot of the winning he's done, with Breeze being done, injured, unavailable, but Sean Payton is a bad QB general manager right now. But I think Belichick's legend is bouncing back from this season. You?
I'm struggling with it because I do think that, you know, when I first look at it, it's definitely a bounce back. But then I'm like, well, wait a second. Cam played bad last year and they lost. And Mac Jones is playing really good this year and they're back to winning again. You know, like if Bill was what we think he is, shouldn't he have won with Cam
too?
But
Cam's done.
Cam, oh, of course,
Cam's finished.
Yeah, of course. Of course he is.
And Mac Jones, I mean, he's having a nice rookie season, but he's not destroying the league. This ain't Dan Marino in 83. He's 16 touchdowns, 8 picks, and his QBR is a 52.
Yeah, his QBR is 14th in the league. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, he's not killing it. He's not lighting up defenses.
No, he's not. He's not. But he's playing basically exactly the style of football they had. They asked Brady to play early on in his career, which is relatively mistake-free. And, you know, all of Matt, you know, Mac Jones was getting picked off a ton early on. And lately, he has been fantastic.
All right,
next one. The Bengals are the team nobody in the AFC wants to face.
The team nobody wants to face.
Like, if you're a division winner.
Okay, if you're a division winner.
If you're a division winner.
Yeah.
In the NFC, you don't want to see the Rams in the first round. The Bengals are that team in the AFC. That's the question.
Okay. Well, it would be the Bengals, the Bills, or the Chargers. Those would be the candidates right now. I mean, you obviously don't want to see Buffalo in your first round, but
right.
Buffalo gets more talked about. Cincinnati definitely falls in that category as a candidate because I think they're in the young guns were too young and inexperienced to know any better phase. Like Joe Burrow, we know he's cocky. Chase, ballin'. They got weapons all over the place. The Bengals are absolutely dangerous. I stayed on them a couple of weeks ago. They disappointed me in that next game, but man, what they did to Pittsburgh, that was like a hey, get out of here, old man. Like get up out of here. Move it to the side. Yep. We're here now.
New kid in town. Yep.
What do you think?
I think that if I'm New England.
Mixon.
If I'm New England, if I'm Tennessee, Baltimore, I do not want any part of that off about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase the first round.
Or Mixon.
Nope. I don't want any part of that, man.
Absolutely not.
I don't want that smoke at all.
Would you rather face Buffalo or Cincy?
Well, I mean, I think Buffalo's a more complete team. And I'm really a fan of Sean McDermott. I'd probably rather face Cincy than Buffalo. I think I would. Especially if I have to go to Buffalo. I don't want to go to Buffalo. Nobody wants to go there.
All right.
Sean McVay is just a guy.
Why don't you answer this first? Since you are on the mission to tear down every single coach in the National Football
League. No, I'm just Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan.
Shanahan. Sean Payton.
Sean Payton's like the worst in-game coach in the league. but he's a good preparer. He prepares teams really well.
Here's what... Michael Lombardi has been saying this about the Rams. Number one, that they're soft. Their offensive line is bad. But he said that Sean McVay has been fooled and tricked by Matt Stafford. That the Rams, no one ever thinks of the Rams as running the football.
Yeah.
That the Rams would run the ball and Jared Goff off play action. And now that he's got his new cool toy, what's a cool toy? He's just like, we can throw it everywhere.
Right.
We don't have to worry about that other stuff. We don't have to be physical.
Right.
We don't have to run it. We can just show off the golden arm of Matt Stafford, and Matt Stafford is throwing a pick six every single week, and Sean McVay has forgotten about the Rams' offensive identity.
Stafford never really did a ton of play. Like, he was not – like, Goff has always – his best thing has been play action. Like, he's very good at the play action. His fake's good. Stafford just doesn't do that. And – It's a missing part of their it's a missing component of their game. Like they were the best play action team when, you know, a couple years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. They were fantastic at it. And it's almost like they just kind of went away from it.
Yeah, well, they're fifth in passing yards, they're eighth in points scored, so they're still scoring 27 a game, but the rushing yards 24th.
They're a good team, man. Like they've got players.
But they're not running the football. Like they were, right. And we're still waiting for that defense. That defense is not dominant whatsoever, despite all their names. So Sean McVay, I'm not going to say he's just a guy yet, but I'm keeping an eye out, an RJ eye out to discredit and tear him down.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Bet. BetQL insider Michael Irvin will join us at 8:40 this morning. Insider calls presented by BetQL. They are here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Around the NFL power rankings are coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, by the way. And my most fun thing to do has been monitoring the Rangers and Major League Baseball and what's going on with the rest of the signings. I'm on MLB Trade Rumors nonstop at Jared Sandler. The Twitterverse yesterday had the Orioles close to signing Rugi.
Oh, very nice.
Rougned Odor close to signing with Baltimore. We're seeing what's going to happen with Joey Gallo if the Yankees already want to get rid of him. But I found an article from Keith Law.
Ooh, okay.
You love Keith Law, right?
Well, he's a little snarky for my taste, but yeah, I mean, he's pretty good. He's pretty good at what he does, especially when it comes to the prospects.
Baseball insider for The Athletic. The Rangers weren't done when they signed the... What I like doing with free agency is going around, doesn't matter the sport, and seeing where the signees ranked on big boards.
Mm.
And number three on Keith Law's list, Marcus Semien. Number two, Corey Seager. So of the top three available free agents on Keith Law's big board, the Rangers got two of them. That's awesome. John Gray was number 19. Rangers got very little offense from their infield last year, with virtually nothing from short or third, and only a little more from second base. So adding Seager and Semien could be a 10-win swing or more, assuming they can get Seager to play 150 games. So 10 or more wins from what they accumulated last year, at least. Seager's two best years came before Tommy John surgery, and his first full year back was his worst to date, while this last year was interrupted by a broken hand. Neither injury likely to recur, but it does mean his history of durability is at least not what it should be. So, obviously, the injuries could haunt the Rangers with this deal.
Sure.
This is what a player with superstar upside should be paid. And the Rangers are looking at his 2021 season and seeing a 6-war pace. And that means what?
So, he's 6 wins better than the, like, basically anybody that you would
play it short,
play it like the replacement level guy, which is basically anybody that you would bring up.
And what's like
fill
a,
that void.
What's like a start or like a really impressive number, like Mike Trout's WAR?
Well, Trout's, you know, a different level, but I mean, if you get into the eights, that's tremendous, you know. And he's, and if you're in the six, I mean, you're there,
yeah,
like, you know, eight's really, really good. Like, obviously, the MVP that year is going to get 9, 10. Mike Trout has been 10, 11, 9, 12. I mean, he's been all over the map. He's just that good.
Keith Law, defensively for the Rangers, I'm assuming they'll put Seager at short, Semien at second, but they'd be a better defensive team if they switch those two or move Seager to third, played Semien at short, and perhaps played Andy Ibañez at second base with IKF, the utility infielder. IKF was in Yankee Trade Rumors the other day. It's more likely they start Seager at short and have to move him to third base down the road, as he's been below average at shortstop since his surgery and is not likely to get better as he gets older, although the presence of the top prospect, Josh Jung, at third could make them leave Seager at short longer than his defense warrants. So those are the different defensive decisions for the Rangers to make.
You know, and that aspect of it is a troubling aspect because it is a 10-year deal. It's not like, you know, longer than it warrants, it's going to be a year or two. Well, no. I mean, he'll probably decline defensively. Let's just say, because what is he, 27?
Yeah.
You know, let's just say he stays at the current level defensively until he's 31. I mean, that still leaves 5 years at the back end of the deal where he'll decline. That's a little bit much. But again, how much is he declining? You know, how much can you get away with a decent, slightly below average shortstop? I think you can get away a little bit, especially if the offense is good.
So Bassick has been talking a ton about the Rangers doing this backwards, right? That you need the farm system, then you add these free agent pieces to take you over the top. The rebuild here, and this is where John Daniels gets crushed, justifiably so, even though I like JD personally, but in terms of what they've developed and drafted, little, very little. They've had more pitcher injuries than homegrown stars. In 2021, they had just 7 players with more than 1 WAR, and only 2 were drafted by the team. Gallo, 2012. Kiner Falefa, 2013. Since then, the highest career WAR for a Rangers draft pick belongs to Dylan Moore at 2.8. They haven't had a strong farm system in a long time, close to a decade now. The results bear that out. How they ended up in a situation where they had to import multiple stars, Seager and Semien, is a result of their bad development.
Yeah.
So they'll be far better to watch this year, closer to a 500 team now than the 370 team they were last year. Jonathan Gray, probably not their only free agent starter signing this winter if they want to compete in 2022. So that is from Keith Law, baseball insider from The Athletic.
Look, they're probably close to a, you know, let's just say that the guys they signed give them 15 wins next year. Well, that takes them from 60 to 75. Now, that doesn't mean that that's all they're going to get. Like, that's all they're going to get from those players. They might get more. And, you know, maybe this year they were down a few wins based on bad luck. Maybe they should have been a 65-win team. Well, now you're up to 80. They're at 500. You know, 80 wins, it's basically a 500 team.
Yeah.
And now you go into next year. A lot of it just depends on payroll flexibility. And you see all these, you see people on Twitter, why aren't the Dodgers signing this guy? Why aren't the Yankees signing this guy? Because they don't have payroll flexibility. You could, you know, this was said, I think Dan O'Dowd said this on MLB Network yesterday. A big market team is only a big market team if they have payroll flexibility. If they don't, they're not a big market team anymore. And that's what happens. And that's why, you know, signing, it's you have to do it. If you want to compete with the big boys, you have to do it. But signing 7- and 10-year deals does not give you a lot of payroll flexibility. And that's why it's so important to hit on the Josh Youngs. And on the Jack Leiters and on the wins. You got to hit on these guys. Otherwise, you're right back where you started from. You've got expensive. Ask the Angels about Albert Pujols and that contract.
And then when you look at the farm system, CBS said it's an oddball farm system. That's the word they use. With the exception of Leiter, they don't have a clear standout star. Okay, but people have called them the deepest farm system in baseball. But having a deep system, not the same as having a great one. Because when you're talking about impact-type guys, the Rangers apparently have something called a lot of 45s. That's a scouting grade that town evaluators use to refer to players who project to become like back-end starters, platoon, or utility types, or seventh-inning relievers. Those players have value, and they can fill out your roster, but they're not going to be difference makers. So that's where we stand with the Rangers farm system, according to CBS.
Yeah, so baseball scouts on a 20 to 80 scale. 20 being poor and 80 being, like, you know, top end. And, you know, you said 45. 50 is average. 45 is, you know, 40 is below average. 45 is like you're making the majors, but you're having very little impact when you get there. The problem is that about 70% of the players that come through baseball are in that 45 to 50 range. That's where the majority of your guys are. And, you know, that's not really, you want to have that. You want to have a deep system because you can plug and play guys. If you get an injury, you can bring somebody up and you're able to put them in there and they're not embarrassing you. They're not bad, but they're not going to game change you either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.